Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Ekuale, ekuale, ekuale. Brothers and sisters, we are here. Unity in the community. Speaking and chatting with Yabo, your grandmother, your grandmother. So tonight, in honor of the month of February, we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, Olokun, our magnificent Olokun, very briefly, because we're having worship service on Sunday, which is going to be fabulous. We have a committee that's working towards making it possible, make it happen. And I am excited about that, because Olokun doing this month of February is the representation of who we are as people of the African descended black race. So this is a good time for us to connect to our ancestors. And that's one of the reasons that this is the month that we have for Boom or Ancestor Celebration, and that kind of thing. So we're hoping that you're taking this month to do a lot of extra things for your ancestors, because we can hear through the voice of the ancestors how we can reconnect ourselves to our soul, to our center, to our subconscious. And so one of the things that I recommend and suggested when we have a class on Olokun was to make sure that you're spending some time in front of your Olokun shrine meditating and opening up your spiritual sight. It is an amazing, powerful service. So tonight I wanted to also give us a list of rituals and ceremonies that we can do to the different Orishas. This is a book that I've had for a while, and I was fixing my bookcase and I saw it and I wanted to share it. So tonight we're going to give you a lot of rituals, ideas, and suggestions as to how to tap into our subconscious self with our ancestors. We also are going to be talking a little bit about Oshun, because we're getting ready for her festival next month in March. And I wanted to give a story about Oshun, in as much as this is in the Western calendar, this is the time that we worship, the people connect to Valentine's Day, to their lovers and sweetness and romance of this particular month, which is February. So we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff that I think that you will be benefiting from. So thank you so much for connecting with us. I just, for some of you may follow me on social media, you saw that I just got back from my mother's 103rd birthday celebration, so I'm very excited about that. It was amazing. It was really a good connection. I'm so glad that I got to spend that time with her and with Mike, my son, because during this month of February, family connection and connection to who we are, our issues, and that this is a good time for that. So I did have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time with our mother. So let's begin. I want to talk tonight a little about the importance of prayer and prayers that we can do to our ancestors or to our family members, a direct prayer. You'll have to just either copy it, record it, because in this platform here, you don't text through or write in. So we'll just have to listen to it and record it if you would like to, or come back to this. You can come back to this platform and listen to the prayer. Prayer is very, very important. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? We have five different levels of prayer that we do in the cosmology. First, we do to Olodumare, then we do to the Orisha, then we go to our human ancestors, then we go to our human being, and the last one, which includes plants, animals, and edibles. We believe that Olodumare is connected to all of those. And so we believe that the Supreme God Olodumare has many names, Olorun, Olofi, Olojuomi. He's the supreme source of Ashe, which is the energy, thank you, which is the energy of Ashe that makes up the universe and life and material. So what we call prayer is Adura. And we come from, many of us come from the different faiths. And so prayer was very important. Prayer is very important with us as well. And sometimes we forget that in praying, we are not asking, we're actually receiving. And so Adura, that's the word Adura, A-D-U-R-A, is a prayer. And this is an exchange that allows us to have the relationship with Olodumare, with Egun, and with the Orisha. And it allows us to transform and to create. So when we have an opportunity to pray, those of us who were raised in church, as I said, have that kind of gift and ability because you were trained how to pray. But for those of you who are myself included, I left the church as a young child, so the prayer was not something that I was taught before. But in Yoruba, we know, in Ifa, in our practice, in our religion, we pray, we open up, and we pray asking ourselves to be centered, to be present. And then we state, we thank for the sign. We center ourselves, then we thank, then we state what the prayer is for, and then we close it. And so prayers can be done, of course, for ourselves, for others, for good health, for children, for prosperity. And the magic and the wonderfulness of prayer is when you connect that prayer with some form of material or matter, what the matter does, it centers us to connect, be it through a flower, be it through a bath, be it through an offering, be it through cooking, through it to an animal. What we're doing is we're elevating our vibration and connecting to everything that connects us to God. And so there are different prayers that we can use that, it's available to us from different sources. Annabelle Yvonne's daughter has a wonderful book of prayers. If you're looking for prayers, the prayers are if you're going to look for a job, prayers that you're asking your ancestors for petitions. It's very important for us to remember that when we pray, we're actually changing the energy of the vibration that we have, that we're asking for. We already possess the answer. And it's very important when we speak, that we speak clearly, and that's one of the reasons that it's important for us to speak Yoruba. But if we don't speak Yoruba, still know that the prayer is reaching. The prayer is still reaching to us, because a lot of the sounds that we make, we are actually doing this for connection to the Orisha. So here is a song that we have, Olokun. And the meaning of it, this is actually a prayer for Olokun. It's Olokun, Olokun. Olokun Ajiki Olu. Olokun Ileke Wowo. Olokun Semi Abaiba. Olokun, worthy to be praised, rich in radiant deeds. Homage to Olokun. We dance in Olokun's house. we rejoice in the house of Elohim. Homage to Elohim. Tehiyade. And so when we pray, we call the Orisha by the name that will bring them to elevation. So it's very important to make songs of prayer or words of prayer. When you go to your Orisha, you just let the Orisha know you're here. But before you speak your petition, you will say, repeat some of the great things that the Orisha has done for you. Elegba, you who always opened the roads. You, Obatala, who when everyone turned on me, you were there. Oshun, you're the one that gave me children when no one said, and when everyone said I was not able to conceive. That's the way you want to go to your Orisha and pray, rather than just the prayer of Olodumare Azuba Bokweku or Mojuba Lofi, Mojuba Lohu, whichever prayer that you're using. That's the center you. To invoke the Orisha, to be able to state why you're there, you want to get the Orisha in all of its grandeur and all of its title. So you're going to ask Oshun for all the things that she's done for you. You're going to remember what Elegba has done for you and say, sure, use that as a way of getting their attention. And when you get their attention, then you're able to then say, thank you for what you've done. And I'm here again because you're the one that can give me everything. And I'm asking you for this and such. And I thank you. And we thank them as if it's already done. And then we close by letting know that understand that thank you so much for all that you've done and you continue to do for me. So it's always important to call the Orisha by their eloquence, by their signification, so that they can understand it and so that you, the petitioner, can then understand. Here's another Oriki for Olokun, king, the one who we salute, the monarch that reigns beneath the river, the rich one in the belly of the ocean. He, she is all over the world. The deity that lacks land, that lacks hands, sorry. The deity that lacks hands, yet he pushes down all this honest people. Please do not push me down. Mend my head. He who hurt rescues his children from the dungeon. That's another prayer that you can make to Oloko. And so the little piece of information I wanted to also know is that in praying, get familiar with prayers or orikis for the Orisha, or create your own. I've stated this before, and many of you are doing it, and this is open to new conversations with new people. So some of you, my grandchildren, I have not been having regular classes with you. Knowing that when you go to the Orisha, create a relationship that you have with them in prayer. And in that prayer, as I said, you want to remind yourself of all the things that the Orisha has done for you. And then it doesn't become a destination that you're going to the stone of the pot of rock and you're going to ask for something and expect it to happen. It is to recollect how far you've come through that. That's the way you look at it. So in the assignment that we're having, the book that we're recommending on the Code of Venus, we're connecting the things that we have to face during this time. We're facing situations that we have to go very deep in asking clarity, forgiveness, resurrection from. During this Olokun time, we're asking us, when you sit in front of our Olokun, to remember the things that happened to you before you had Olokun. And remember the things that happened while you were receiving Olokun. And then remember the things that you have happened since you received the shrine. So you want to think of where you were before you received the Olokun, where you are during the process of receiving the Olokun, what happened, because the Olokun receiving of the shrine is always very intense, and then what you experience after you receive it. For those of you who have not received the Olokun, pay attention to this month. What is happening to you since you set up your Olokun shrine on the first of the month? Look at the things that have happened to you that have evolved you, that have caused you to really go deep into your spirit, into your soul, to connect to some of the dark places of your life. And when I say dark, I don't mean negative. the dark places in you, the places that room is left for you to be creative in solving or acquiring something that you've been asking for. So when I say dark, that's why Olokun is called Olokun Dudu, Orisha Dudu. He's the dark Orisha. He takes you into the soul of the ocean where everything is dark and still. So when you go into that darkness and that stillness, think about all of the things that have happened to you this month. Look at them, enumerate them, bring them to you, and thank Olokun as you're celebrating this month. So I'm going to open the platform here for anyone. If you want to speak, if you want to say something about what the things that were just said, or you just want to speak for a minute, press the number one and your hand will come up and I will let you in, because this is an exchange with me and you, and I'm hoping that we build a powerful experience together before I move on to speak about Oshun for this month. Anyone? No? Okay. Then we move on. As I said, I wanted to give us some rituals and rewards that we can do in this time of the local. And I want to give us the story of this thing about the show. Then at the end, I'll give us the list of all kinds of nice juju that I've used over the years and I ran into this book and I had used it a while. So, during this time of Oshun, with March coming up, Oshun Festival, and any of you that are listening, or you can extend it to your brothers or sisters, if you're interested in being on the committee for working with the Oshun Festival, shoot me a text or an email and let me know so I can include you. I already have two of the priestesses that said that they would like to work on the committee for the upcoming Oshun Festival the second Sunday. Okay. Share this story. Okay. As we know, this is the time where Oshun Festival is coming up, and this is the time of the month that we're thinking about for those who celebrate Valentine's Day, the Day of Lovers. This story tells of how Oshun used Orumila's own advice to make him marry her. Oshun was irresistible. She never had a problem getting men. They rushed up to her and said, "I want you. I need you. I'm your slave. Marry me." But after they got what they wanted, the men said goodbye and forgot all about the promises of marriage. Oshun was not happy with this situation. She went to see Orumila. She said, "Men desire me and love me," she told him. "But they won't marry me. I want to find a man who is serious. I want to get married." "Let's see what the oracle says Orumila. He consulted the Ifa and told Oshun, "The Ifa says that you must get seven kerchiefs. "Kerchiefs?" said Oshun. "How is that going to make a man marry me?" "Well, that's what the oracle doesn't say," snapped Orumila. "He just says get the kerchiefs." He didn't like to be interrupted. "It does say that they have to be of seven colors. They have to be best you can find. When you tie them around your waist, a man will cross your path. That man will marry you." "It seems silly to me," said Oshun, "but I will do as you say." Oshun went to the market and bought seven beautiful kerchiefs in white, red, blue, black, yellow, violet, and brown. She tied them around her waist. They looked pretty, but time passed and no man was serious about marrying her. One morning as she was walking to the river, she heard cries far away. "Help! Oh! Oh! is that a man's voice or are those birds? That was short. She listened carefully, but all she heard were the birds. Shrugging her shoulders, she continued on her way. Then she heard it again. Help! Help! Get me out of here! Get me out! Help! This is a man in trouble, said O'Shore. Without a moment's hesitation, she ran towards the cry until she came to an enormous hole. Help! Someone said, someone help! Help! Get me out of here! Shouted the man. O'Shore peered into the hole. There was Orumila, bruised and bleeding. What happened to you? Cried Oshun. Oshun, help me, said Orumila. I was looking for herbs to make an ebo. I didn't pay any attention to where I was going, and I fell into this animal trap. Please get me out. The hole was deep. The walls were steep. Stay where you are, said Oshun. I'll see what I can do. Of course, I'll stay here, said Orumila, angrily. I can't get out. Oshun found a dead branch lying by the hole. She grabbed the end and lowered the branch into the hole as far as she could reach. Grab the end of the branch, said Oshun. I'll pull you up. Orumila seized the branch. Oshun gritted her teeth and began to pull. There was a sharp snap and a thump. Oshun staggered back and landed on her mouth. What happened? She shouted into the hole. The branch broke and landed on my head, sobbed Orumila. Don't worry, Oshun shouted into the hole. I'll get you out. Oshun looked for vines. There was no vine. She found a heavier branch. She couldn't lift it. She had nothing to cut a small tree with. She stamped her foot in frustration and shouted down the hole. I'm looking, but there's nothing I can use. Then Orumila had an idea. Do you still have the 7 kerchiefs that will catch you a husband? He called out from the depth of the hole. Of course I have them, said Oshun. They don't work. I still don't have a husband. Never mind that, said Orumila. Tie them together into a rope and lower them into the hole. Oshun knotted the kerchiefs together and started to lower them into the hole. Then she stopped. Come on, shouted Orumila. Don't stop. I can almost reach them. I know, said Oshun, but I was just thinking that what will you give me if I get you out of this hole? I'll give you anything you want, shouted Orumila. He was desperate. Oshun peered into the hole. You told me these kerchiefs will catch me a husband, did you? Never mind that now, shouted Orumila. Get me out of this hole. You said that the man would cross my path, said Oshun with a sly smile. Isn't that so? Yes, yes. That was the oracle said, called Orumila. Now get me out of here. Very well, said Oshun, very calmly. I'll get you out of your hole if you agree to marry. And that is the way that Orumila traded his freedom for marriage. That is the way that Oshun became Orumila's wife and how she was able to learn divination and teach him some secrets. And we all know the story that whenever you make Ifa, there's nothing that can be done on the path to Ifa initiation without having Oshun invoke first, because she was the one who was able to help him to attain the notoriety that he had as a powerful priest and an herbalist. And that's the way that she began to work. When he went away on trips, she was able to work, and she learned Marine de Lohun, as it was said, from watching him, and took the shells that she had in her river and created the system that we now have. So Oshun used the Odu, the ritual, and held them accountable. But in the story, we see that the Orishas are just, when they were Irumole and they walked the earth, they did the things just as people do. And this is for us to know that sometimes we do an Ebo and we think it's not going to work, and the situation comes up and just surprises us. So Oshun is that kind of Orisha, that she will use her guile, but more than that, she's going to hold you accountable to what you promised her and what you said about that. And marriage in this sense is important because when you're married, then the husband is supposed to provide for you a house, the building, and then you will create your market and your magic, and you will have your children if that's what you choose. And the children will be the legacy that you leave in your family. So I just wanted to share that story as we look forward to Oshun, to use Oshun in the month of March to get those things that you promised her, or making sure that the things that are going to bring you the joys of life, that you know how to approach Oshun in making sure that the things she promised you, she will deliver. And the things that you promised her, because in the Odu of Oshun Eji, it says that you owe Oshun something, give it to her. And if you don't give it to her, you will see her other side. So that's why it's very important for us as we come to Oshun cycle next month. Look at your itas, look at your readings, your New Year readings, and that those are all Oshun things. Give her what she asks for, because she will deliver. She always will deliver her promise. Are there any questions that anybody wants to add anything, any comment to it? Any addition? Somebody has their hand up. Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome. This is 5882. 5882. You're on the air.
Odu Pre, Ialode. This is Ifa Peru.
Hello, Ifa Peru. How are you?
Alafia, Ialode, Queen Mother, my Godmother. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. And you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. And I just want to say Alafia to my sisters and my brothers on this evening. Ialode, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. My cheeks hurt because I'm smiling. And that story just, it made me laugh. And it just, I'm standing up. It made me get up. And I was like, whoa. And I can't stop smiling because I just feel the love and the energy of Oshun, especially from that story. Oshun has done beautiful things in my life, and I can't wait to see, you know, more as she just shows herself more in my life, just with her energy, her love, her embrace. And I can't wait to be able to work with her energy for next month and be able to celebrate her and just, you know, be able to shower her with what I have for love, you know, that she's given me. So thank you for that story. It just made me smile, and I can't stop smiling. Yeah, Lord, no. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Anybody else? Thank you so much. Anyone else want to share? No? Very well. So I'm going to move on. Thank you so much for coming for adding that to us. So we have the prayer for our local. We're giving that. Now I'm going to give you some different duties that we can do during this time. These are some of the things that you can use in the Oduwa. You also, because all open speaking in the Oduwa, you also. one of the nice ones I was looking to share. This is an audio coming from the audio of Uroso that you can do to refresh your Oloku or refresh your Yemanja. Well, this one here is to refresh Yemanja and Oloku to attract good luck. You're going to get a earthenware, what was that one trying to say? Earthenware vessel, not like a crystal, not like a cup or a glass, but one made out of clay, a clay vessel, and you're going to take the inside of a watermelon. Take all of the inside of the watermelon and you put it in this bowl, or this big earthenware bowl. You're going to pour in a half of a bottle of molasses. You're going to get 7 leaves of lettuce. You're going to get some the thing that has the iron, watercress, and then you're going to get verdolaga is I'll tell you before we finish. And then you're going to get a gallon of salt water. Put all of these ingredients and then you're going to take the manja out. You wash her very well with it. And you leave her exactly where she stays. And you take her out, the stones, so you put the stones in, you wash the stones, you take that out, put the stones back, and you're going to bathe. And you're going to pour this over you and let that juice and that water and all of that that you put on you stay for 15 minutes. And then you're going to wash with clear water after that. So after you finish making all of that mixture, you put your manja in it, bathe her with it, take her stones out, put her back in her recipient, in her pot, and take the mixture that you made, and you're going to bathe yourself and let it stay on you for 15 minutes. If you don't have yemanja, then you can still make the bath and put it in front of your Elegba, in front of your Eshu, and ask him to empower the yemanja. And this is to refresh yemanja and to bring you success and luck. This is another one for Olofun and Yemanja. You get a big cup or a crystal goblet. And you write down exactly what you want. And you put it in the cup. And you're going to fill that cup up with molasses. And you cover it with a white cloth for 21 days. And you're going to light a candle for 21 days. One candle every day on top of this message that you have. So you're going to cover it with the white cloth. And for 21 days, you're going to light a candle And at the same time that you agree to do it. So if you say you're going to do it at 3 o'clock, then you do it at 3 o'clock. If you're going to do it at 7, do it at 7. Every day for 21 days while this is sitting there, pray, and you can do it in front of your like praying to Oloko and Yemanja. As we said before, the prayers, you're going to talk to them, and talk to the shrine and say, what you have done for me, Oloko, what you have done for me, Yemanja. You brought me children, you brought me this, and tonight I come to you and I light you this candle again for 21 days. And after 21 days, you will receive what it is that you're asking him for. Because this is for something that you've been trying to get and you did not receive it. When you finish with this, you take the cup and you go to the sea, or you can take it to a lake. And then you're going to make a sacrifice to Elegba make a sacrifice. So for those who do not have Orisha, then you get your priest, your godmother, or your Ajibona to make a sacrifice to Elegba. And then you will take this, you'll take the offering to the sea, sacrifice to Elegba right there at the sea, and feeding the sea as well, and pouring all of that in. I think I'm doing that for myself. So for 21 days, you're talking to the Oroku and your Yamanja. When you finish with it, you take it to the river or to the lake, and give your lake a rooster, and you feed the water as well, and turn it and give it to Oroku. That is for you to receive the thing that you've been waiting for that was impossible. It could be a grant, it could be a baby, it could be a situation where, you know, you want to get some kind of situation that you want to be resolved. Okay, those are two that I wanted to share with you all. Then I want to share a little Oshun rituals, and Oshun rituals, and she's coming up, and we can get ready for her. And then again, I have to take a little juicy stuff during the month of the local. Okay, here's a nice one for Oshun. And this is for luck. This is for good luck. You're going to take a liter of papaya juice or orange juice. I did mine with orange juice. You just take the oranges and make some fresh orange juice. Or the papaya juice, you can put it in the blender and blend it up. You're going to get also one cup of the juice from parsley. You're going to use some of the water as holy water. You get a little drizzle of water from your ancestor altar for the main, from the main cup, and you add that to it. 5 egg yolks, 5 tablespoons of honey, and all of this, you mix it up well. You take the water out of your Oshun, and you're going to move her cowries, of course, since the cowries should not be in there. Oh, no, you put the cowries of Oshun as well. So you take out the water off of it, and you're going to pour this mixture. Take the cowries out. You're going to pour this mixture on your Oshun. And you leave that for 3 hours with 2 candles lit. And after the 3 hours, you take them out, you take her out of there, you rinse her off. And then you're going to bathe with that mixture and rinsing yourself with clear water after. I did this before, but I didn't use the eggs. But this time I'm going to use the eggs. So holy water from your ancestor shrine, one cup of parsley juice, 1 liter of orange juice or crushed papaya juice, 5 eggs, 5 tablespoons of honey, and you mix all of this up. Take Oshun's calories out, put her stones, and pour that over her stones, and put 2 candles. And it says that this is so that Oshun will, this is to sweeten Oshun and to bring you good luck. When you're finished with that, after 3 hours, you're going to bathe. I remember when I did this, what I would do is I would come back like every 15 minutes or 20 minutes to ring her bell and continue talking to her. And then you can deal with it. So that's an embo that you can do for Oshun. And there's another one that you can have. It didn't have eggs in it. I put a ribbon over it. Yeah, this is pretty much the same. It was very good. Okay. So I'll give you all those two that you can work for soon. And here's some other ones that I wrote that I did this a long time. The little ideas look at me like a I gave the baths and charms. And this is one that you can use. You can use aniseed. And you use the aniseed for psychic phenomena. When you add this to incense and you burn it. And you can use celery seeds as well. So when you're burning your regular incense, you add aniseed or celery seed. Gosh, I don't know what it's supposed to be. So this can be, if you want to have spiritual experience, let's say, for instance, you're thanking your Orisha and you're asking them for clarity in a particular situation. This helps to enhance your dreams or to have your clairvoyance. Okay, or anything that you have in your house, if you have some kind of situation is like you have some spirit or something that's not necessarily negative, but something that maybe you know the house needs cleaning to remove any kind of negative energy. I mean, unfamiliar energy. I don't want to say negative. Unfamiliar energy. So sometimes you just feel like there's something you need to be cleansed from the house. So it doesn't have to be negative, but something like, this house feels heavy. So it helps to relieve release any kind of psychic phenomenon that's there. You can take basil. Take 1 teaspoon of basil in a pint of water. This water is then sprinkled in a place of business to attract money or success and to keep away all evil. I used to do this, describe this a lot for when I had a lot of clients in Atlanta. I have people who have business cleansing. So you take a teaspoon of basil, the plant, in a pint of water, and cleanse the people's or your business place, wherever you do your business. So as for those of us who are working from home, sprinkle it in the place where you have your business, where you have your computer, where you're working from there. Okay. And that's to attract money and success and to keep away all evil. Chamomile, you can brew the tea and use as a hand wash before playing cards or gambling. And it says to ensure constant winning if you use it regularly. Now, I have a couple of godchildren that like to go gambling, and they usually win. Make sure to tell them. So you just brew the chamomile tea and wash your hands with it when you're going to play cards or gambling. Dill seed. Add a few grains to the bath water before going out to meet a person of the opposite sex. There's a nice ocean charm. Get some dill seeds and add it to your water. And it's best to make you irresistible. And you can tie some of this dill seed in a cloth And when you smell it, it cures hiccups. You can use hyaluronic conqueror root. I usually use that a lot. Hyaluronic conqueror root. And if you're going to gamble, boil the root in water and wash your hands in the water to enhance your chance of winning. Marigold, everybody has marigold in their yard. Spring is coming. Add to the bath water to win respect and admiration from those you meet. You can also get marjoram to attract a husband. It is successful. It is suggested that a woman put a little in the corners of each room of her house. It should be removed and renewed about once a month. So get your marjoram and put it in the different parts of your house. Nutmeg, carry a whole nutmeg for luck. In games of chance, carry in a red flannel bag. I remember in South Carolina, people used to always have a nutmeg with them in a little red bag for gambling. Slippery elm, take an image of a dog. No, I'm not going to be on that. That's talking about your enemies. I don't want to move my knee out here. But we can do that another day. Take violet. Sprinkle in the corners of your home will entice the good spirits to come and bring blessings of money. So that's violet. This is a nice time for us to grow these things in our garden. Violet, marjoram, marigold, and chamomile and basil. Start growing those in your yard so you can use them. Okay. What else is there? I want to share tonight. I'm going to show a story. Okay. Is there anyone that wants to add something or enter the conversation? No? Okay. Nobody's left, so I guess it would be interesting. Here's a prayer. I just got a book from a friend of mine, Ayoka Wiles. She's a priestess of Omagara. And she gave me this book as a gift, and I thought it was a very nice prayer that I like in here. And it's a prayer for those deceased in the family. So it's a nice thing for us to do during this month of the local, our ancestors. And she says, beloved spirit, I call upon, and then you say the person's name, to be in alignment with the love and light of the Lofi, the divine presence and the creator. Beloved spirit, I call upon my auntie, whomever, to be in alignment with the love and light of Olofi or Olodumare, the divine presence and the being. The next line, beloved spirit of Aunt so-and-so, you are a part of the family lineage to which I was born. Beloved spirit of so-and-so, you are a part of the family lineage to which I was born. The next line. You who walk with my family, let this prayer enlighten you. You who walk with my family, let this prayer enlighten you, strengthen you, and help you evolve to Olodumare's will. You who walk with my family, let this prayer enlighten you, strengthen you, and help you evolve to Olodumare's will. Dear spirit, may you have peace with all your life journey on earth. May you have peace with all your life journey on earth. And I pray that you resolve all karmic energy. May you have peace with all your life journey on earth. And I pray that you resolve all karmic energy. Next line. I pray that in your reincarnation, you return to the karmic destiny that best supports your evolution. I pray that in your reincarnation, you return to the karmic destiny that best supports your your evolution. I'm going to say that again because it was long. I pray that in your reincarnation, you return to the karmic destiny that best supports your evolution and the evolution of any others whom you may have touched in your lifetime. That's beautiful. And the evolution of any others whom you may have touched in your lifetime. The next line. I pray as you lift me up, I will lift you up, not only by my prayers. I pray as you lift me up, I will lift you up, not only by my prayers. I pray as you lift me up, I will lift you up, not only by my prayers, but by the deeds, not only by deeds, but my intention, and not only my intention, but my will and my service. So that's long, that line's long, long lines. I pray as you lift me up, I will lift you up, not only by my prayer, but by deeds. Not only my deeds, but my intention. And not only my intention, but my will and my service. I'm going to read it again, in case y'all want to know. This is a spirit, a nice spirit of prayer that you want to do for your spirits, who perhaps you're just joining onto your ancestor table, or you can have the prayer for your ancestors, because they're always there, moving to other levels. Beloved spirit, I call upon, and say the person's name, to be in alignment with the love and light of Olodumare, the divine presence and the creator. Beloved spirit of soul and soul, you are a part of the family lineage to which I was born. You who walk with my family, let this prayer enlighten you, strengthen you, and help you evolve through Olodumare's will. May you have peace with all your life journey on earth. And I pray that you resolve all karmic energy. I pray that in your reincarnation, you return to the karmic destiny that best supports your evolution and the evolution of any others who may have touched in your lifetime. I pray as you lift me up, I will lift you up. Not only by my prayers, but by my deeds. Not only by my deeds, but by my intentions. And not only my intentions, but my will and my service. So that's a prayer that I wanted to share. I'm going to start using my ancestors this month. Being that is a month of ancestors in the local. Last year, the ancestors asked all of us to have ancestor parties. I beseech you to, have your ancestor party this year. You have an ancestor party where you plan and you say, invite people to come and just talk about our ancestors. The meeting of the years is very important for us to really lift our ancestors up and this culture. This is a time for us to really put forward, just as we did before, that whenever we're having any events, that we wear African clothing. That speaks as to our legacy. So invest in some nice African clothing. All you need is one outfit that you wear at each celebration that you're going to, and just present yourself with that. Come to celebrations with your ancestral clothing. This is the time to do that this month. But this year, definitely let's have ancestral parties and invite each other. Invite me. I'll come. When you're having your ancestor party, it's very, very important, because the reading of the year says that we have to really take our ancestors to the next level, because they're so happy and they're so proud of us and the work that we're accomplishing. I saw the awards the other day, the Emmy Awards, and there were so many beautiful the laws given that were visible to encourage children, to encourage us, the importance of what we're doing as those who know the value of our ancestry. And lastly, the ancestors asked us this year for us to do things together. One of the things that I want to recommend is that we, and suggest, I'm inviting in May, I want to go to the museum in Washington, D.C. Some of you probably have already gone. And I want to do that, I think it's May the 15th I want to go. So let's make, June the 15th. I want to see if we can have a family gathering. We just gather together and have this family trip. Akin Bolak suggested that we do picnics and things like that together. I thought that was lovely. And so I'm going to recommend and suggest, invite you all to join me at the museum in Washington, D.C., and I am going to go to Angelique Pujol's performance there, so that's why I'm choosing that day, because I'll be already in Baltimore, in Maryland. So, I would like to invite you all to attend with me, and we can plan it later on. Everybody get your own tickets, and we can perhaps talk to Baba Akin Bolak and his wife. They have all types of little arrangements for finding nice Airbnbs, and that we can maybe have a nice little Airbnb, and we're all joining together and go in and hang out. Just be together in a nice place and then go to the museum, because I heard it's something that is really triggers your heart. Two of my children have gone and taken their children. I have not gone yet. So I am going in June, and so I'm inviting anyone that wants to come along to come with me. And any suggestions that you have for us to come together, I will let you all know when I'm having my ancestor party to come to have my ancestor party. I haven't had an ancestor party in many, many years. And so I'm going to have my ancestor party this year too as well. So I'm inviting everyone to come and party and dance. If you've ever been to any of my ancestor parties, they're slamming. Plenty of food, plenty of music, live music, as well as music and dance. It's really informal. There is a section that is formal. I'm hoping I have my Google, but it's not. I'm still having my party. So my parties are very, very good when I have for my ancestors. So thank you very much for tonight. No one else had their hand up. Thank you, Ifa Peru, for coming in. We have 19 seconds before we say goodnight, and I hope you all enjoyed receiving these things as much as I did giving it. So thank you. I know that I love you, and I will see you all again on Friday. Okay, and the recordings are in there. You can just go on, even though this is private. The recordings are there, and if you want to go back and listen to it and write down the prayers. So y'all have a beautiful, beautiful evening. And I will talk to you later. Go double. Okay. 39 seconds. So y'all have a beautiful evening.